With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. Can a city legally punish someone for sleeping outside if there's no shelter available? That's the question at the heart of a U.S. Supreme Court case slated for a ruling by the end of June. KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs reports on what the case, brought by the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, means for Santa Cruz.
I spent an afternoon in May walking along Coral Street in Santa Cruz, near Housing Matters, a nonprofit that provides support for unhoused people. The sidewalks are lined with tents, making it one of the city's largest unsanctioned homeless encampments at this time. Some of the residents have been unsheltered for years, others for just a few months.
Do I have to put my age? I'm over 60. My name is Deanna Everett.
Everett says she became homeless in January. She had to learn a lot, quickly.
And in watching the people do what they do, I just went out and did the same thing. You want to be risen up from the dirt, you know, you've got to get a pallet. Because if you don't, you're sleeping in the dirt and the mud. And that can cause diseases.
When I talked to her in mid-May, Everett said police officers had cleared the Coral Street encampment three times in the previous 2 weeks.
They come in with a dumpster and they'll take everything you got and they will throw it away.
After a sweep, Everett and others leave Coral Street for a day or two, then come back and start over again, gathering supplies to cook with, to sleep on.
They're taking from the homeless, the people that are just scraping by just to try and make it a little more comfortable and safer for themselves.
Which, she says, makes it harder to stay focused on finding housing.
If you don't have a place to go and stay without harassing, you don't have the time to look for a place to live permanently.
As it stands now, Santa Cruz is required to have shelter space available before forcing residents of an encampment to move. Larry Mwale is the city's homelessness response manager.
So there is an offer of shelter made to every single person, often multiple times and in the run-up to a closure of a particular encampment.
But depending on how the Supreme Court rules in the encampment's case, that could change. If the court sides with Grants Pass, the decision would override a 2018 precedent that requires cities to offer shelter before clearing an encampment. I asked Everett if she'd been offered shelter at any point since January. She said she had, but she declined the offers because she didn't want to be away from her daughter, who she said is also on Coral Street. Tom Stagg, the chief initiatives officer at Housing Matters, says it's pretty common for people to decline shelter. He says that's usually due to the three P's, as he calls it.
So it's partners, pets, and possessions. So if a shelter is able to offer a space where a person can go in with their partner or a person can go in with their pets, or if they can go in with their stuff, that makes a big difference.
The two city-funded tent shelters do allow pets and possessions, as long as they fit inside the 8x10-foot tents. Space is limited, though, with just 165 spots between the two shelters. Deanna Everett and her partner are waiting for a pallet shelter at Housing Matters, a 64-square-foot portable structure with lockable doors, outlets for charging, heating, windows, and beds.
We're waiting for a pallet. And so we're waiting for the process to happen. But until then, you're fighting the elements out there. Not only are you fighting the elements, you're fighting with rules, regulations, you're fighting with the police, and you're asking people to be a little more compassionate.
As of last year, there were just over 1,000 people experiencing homelessness in Santa Cruz. Nearly 80% were unsheltered. If the Supreme Court upends precedent, Santa Cruz could choose to clear encampments even if there's no shelter available. Stagg from Housing Matters is bracing for that possibility.
The potential decision would definitely give some cover to cities to be able to move people or to ticket them even when there's not shelter beds available. I hope that that's not the decision that's made locally.
Mwale, the city homelessness response manager, says it won't be.
We envision the same process happening regardless of how the Supreme Court decides to rule.
That process being to provide several days of advance notice before disbanding an encampment and to offer shelter to everyone there. Mwale says usually 30 to 40% of folks express interest in shelter. But as long as homelessness persists in Santa Cruz, the encampment will probably keep coming back, or it will move somewhere else. Because where can people go? Even if everyone offered shelter accepts it, that still leaves hundreds without. Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.